This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday, Iraq's parliament accepted Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation, but it's not expected to end nearly 2 months of violent anti-government protest. Mahdi resigned Friday. President Barham Salih will now ask the largest bloc in parliament to nominate a new prime minister. It could lead to weeks of deal-making because it is unclear which coalition of parties make up the largest bloc. Mahdi and his government have agreed to stay on as a caretaker role until a new prime minister is approved. This week, at a summit in Britain, world leaders marked the 70th anniversary of NATO. President Trump, who has bashed the organization and made comments about slashing the United States' financial support to it, will attend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports that back in the United States, the impeachment inquiry into accusations of presidential misconduct moves to a new phase.
At a rally in Florida, President Trump again decried the impeachment inquiry launched after a phone call with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump appears to ask for help investigating a political rival. Democrats say Trump's actions amount to extortion or bribery. The president says the investigation is politically motivated. The Trump administration has so far stonewalled the process led by congressional Democrats who this week invited the White House to participate. Republicans welcomed the opportunity but cried foul at thus far not having been able to call all of their own witnesses. Republicans say Trump did nothing wrong and has a duty to investigate corruption.
That is VOA's Arash Arabasadi. Israel announced Sunday a plan for a new Jewish settlement in the West Bank city of Hebron, a longtime flashpoint for violence between Jews and Muslims. Jewish hardliners welcomed the move. Palestinians sharply condemned